We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hours. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. As always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out to Dallas, Texas, where it turns out they love Porsches.
I can see that.
Yeah, I can see that.
I can see that. And, you know what? I would think Cadillacs will still be
That's
hot.
What I was going to say. Cadillacs. Yeah.
Big JR Ewing Cadillac.
Dallas is a pretty trendy town there.
Now.
Yeah.
Now. You know, I'm thinking about old what was his name? Larry Hagman. You know, back in the day in Dallas, you know, like his idea of trendy was driving an Elante. You know what I mean? Like, it's, well, I mean, you know, that's, I can see Cadillacs, but
you
maybe the Porsches.
Dallas.
What else?
Heck, you remember Dallas?
Yes, I remember Dallas. I love that show.
Yeah, I used to watch
that show. What now?
You watched a rerun.
No, I remember as a child, small child, watching it, like, all that stuff.
Who shot JR?
I don't think hell nobody really knows who shot JR.
Did they ever figure that out?
I don't think they ever really did.
We're still trying to figure
that
out.
That was the catch.
That's almost like JR.
He died waiting for us to figure out who shot him.
It's kind of like, what did...
It was that damn Cliff Barnes who it was.
That's that lost file.
It's like, what did Boomhauer do on King of the Hill? Nobody really knew until the last episode.
I love Dallas. Dallas was a good show.
Yep.
I watched it because my mom watched it.
Everybody's mama watched it. That's why we all watched it. But you know, exactly. It was good. You know, I mean, Sue Ellen was a drunk.
What else did you watch when he played sick home from school?
Well, Dallas came on CBS on Friday nights.
No, but when you played sick, what did you watch with your mom?
Price is right.
That's in the heat of the night.
Yeah.
Oh, in the heat of the night. Yep. That was some good.
Matlock.
Yeah. I wasn't a big Matlock fan.
My mom wasn't either, but I was.
When I was sick, I used to have to watch.
I like In the Heat of the Night. Old Carol O'Connor, he's all right.
What was that? I'm trying to think of that soap opera. I think Days of Our Lives or something. That thing's still running to this
Guiding
day.
Guiding Light.
Yeah, you're right.
It's still on. That's like the longest running soap opera in like, I think it started in the 30s, and it's still going.
It's got with the same people.
Exactly.
I went to the pizza buffet the other day, and it was playing it. It was still on. It was today's episode.
Of all the things we could be watching on television, this is what we're watching. Oh. But you know what? We ain't talking about soap operas. We ain't talking about Chryslers no more. We're talking
about... I don't even like Chryslers.
I'm not a big fan of them either. I know it's a shocker. But... We're talking about parts. And that's a big headache with everybody. Whether you either got enough money to buy them, trying to get them if you do have the money, trying to locate them, or getting good parts. Getting a quality part.
As my daddy would say, ain't no such a thing.
Ain't no such a thing. And I believe it.
They're no more.
No more. Well, you got to think about it. I mean, we're in a throwaway society now. And we I've talked about this several times, and I think that's why I'm drawn to old cars and older stuff, because you're never going to see a barn find 2013 Kia.
You're right.
Never. 30 years from now, no one's going to be excited about finding a Kia in a barn.
I don't even think there will be barns.
No, I don't think there will be.
But you see what I'm getting at.
You're exactly right.
I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, I'm not a Chrysler fan, but I feel better about finding that New Yorker than a damn new Kia. In a barn.
You're exactly right.
Yeah, you might find them, just no one's going to care. Yeah.
I was more excited about the 440 than I was the car.
Well, that's a better part. But you see what I'm getting at? It's getting parts, though. And how it's changed. Like, I remember coming up, and Tim's got a couple years on me, and Kobe's got a couple years on me, and well, Richard's got a year or two on me, too.
He had a year.
A year on me. I'm next to Patrick. I'm like the baby in the crowd. Kind of like hanging out with old folks. But
heads.
This is, we can all go to Hardee's and get bread. Can I get y'all Senior Citizen discount coffee?
I'll get you one.
Give me two of them, please. I'll take two. Here's 50 cents. But you know, like, I remember coming up, and it was the same way for you guys. Like, we had the local speed shop.
Yep.
In here in Greenville, and I don't know about Spartanburg, but in Greenville, we had Al's Speed Shop.
Absolutely.
And like even in high school, my dad went to Al's Speed Shop. And then, of course, I worked at the local AutoZone, which was right, and Al's Speed Shop was right behind it. So you know what I did on my lunch break? I left a parts store to go to another parts store to get parts for my car. And I loved it.
Parts was good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, an order, I mean, basically he picked up the checks catalog and ordered it for me. But you see what I'm saying? I mean, and now it's all mail order. It's all online. All that's changed. I mean, you know, internet was just for porn back then for us, you know. I mean, and it was dial-up, so it was even worse.
It was pictures, not movies.
Yeah. I mean, you realize being a... I'm trying to think of the most radio-friendly way to put this. But you imagine... You know, being a you with your hormones,
a vibrant young man
with hormones ablazing and with dial-up internet watching this.
A 3-minute video took 13 hours
to download, and guess what? It'd get about a quarter, like it'd be buffering, and you'd be all excited, and then grandma calls and kicks you off. That's what's bad. That right there. You don't know the struggle.
You're going to find Jesus, boy.
Now we got iPhones. You can pull that stuff up anywhere. And you just, I'm just saying. Like I was in Atlanta the other week, they got 5G. 5G. Do you realize how fast 5G is? You just say, puh, and it pulls up. I mean, like, boom, it's there. 5G, like that, lightning. It's faster than cable, which is nuts, on your cellular phone. That's just, I'm telling you, technology. What will they think of next?
Well, what's great
age we live in.
I'm telling you.
What's great about the internet now is, you know, like you say, local parts stores, you don't have to go to them. You can order something and they'll have it here tomorrow.
You know what's neat?
And you never left your couch.
How about Amazon?
That's what I'm saying.
Yep. Hell, I built a whole custom truck on Amazon.
Yep.
But this is the thing that's crazy, though. You got Rock Auto and you got, you know, all, of course, your Jegs and your Summits and all of that stuff. I got one for you, Tim. I got a little bit of parts. Hot Rod Parts knowledge for you. Do you know how Summit Racing got its name?
I do not.
They were originally based in Summit, Ohio.
Really?
It's original. Works, you know? Yeah. But yeah, so a little something for you. But, and ain't it funny, the two of the largest mail order companies for Hot Rod Parts, Jegs and Summit, are both in Ohio. I always thought that was kind of funny.
It's good for something.
Tax purposes.
I bet you they was kin folks.
I don't know if it's kin folks or not, but I guarantee they don't eat Thanksgiving dinner together no more.
Well, usually one plays off the other.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, but
it's kind of like a Walgreens and a Eckerd's.
Yep.
Or CVS. You showing your age. What's that? CVS. Eckerd's. When's the last time you seen one of them?
They're all gone now, but CVS, I was going to say.
Go down to the local drugstore.
Yep, go down to your Five and Dime.
So this is the thing. But getting your parts. And this is a struggle, is finding parts. Nobody keeps nothing in stock anymore. And then if they do have somebody there, you know, like, hey, I need a battery for my car. You know, that's a good one for you. Well, we got this.
Is it a 5-speed?
Yes. Or my favorite one is what size wiper, you know, what size wiper blades does it have? You know, I mean, or cloth or leather. Does it, it's a battery. But, I mean, that's... And I know why they ask those questions. Do you know why they ask the random questions when you order parts at a parts store?
Well, they start on in the computer, and they got to start with question one and go down the list.
Right, but do you know why they ask those questions? To get to everything.
Probably what's to that? See if it registers a little bell in your head that you need something else.
No.
Oh, I don't know.
No.
Go ahead.
Professor, you're going to take
I'm
a swing
dumbfounded.
At it?
I don't know.
That's how they build their parts systems. To see the popularity of certain options and certain by the demographic and where it's at and location. So let's say you have so many people that have four-wheel drive, long bed, something pickup trucks with 350s in them.
Yep.
Well, the majority of them came with 350s in them.
That's
instead
right.
of 4x3 V6s. Or that's why they ask all those questions is to help build and where they can stock the store supposedly better.
I got you.
That's why they ask those questions. So basically they're surveying you.
Like we're Chevy country, so they stock more Chevy stuff here.
They do. Well, I mean, they used to.
Yeah.
Hang tight, guys. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst slash numbers guru and luxury car expert this week, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out to Portland. Not sure if it's Oregon or Maine, but whichever one it is, they love Mercedes-Benz.
I'm going to lean Maine.
That's probably Maine.
Yeah.
I don't think they have Mercedes in Oregon.
I mean, I'm sure they have Mercedes in Oregon.
But I don't think it's like somewhere piled up.
In Portland, it's probably Priuses in the other one, let's be real here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. I don't see luxury cars unless Kurt Cobain was rocking around in one back in the day.
Bunch of tree huggers.
Kurt Cobain was from Seattle, and he drove a Volvo.
What? There I rest my case.
He did drive a Volvo.
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on? Richard, you can't tell me that Florida ain't on there somewhere for luxury retiree cars.
I don't know.
It has to be.
And what do you consider luxury?
I didn't conduct the survey.
He said,
but Florida's has to be on there somewhere.
All right.
Like then, Miami or something.
Pensacola.
Well, you know, are Lincoln's famous?
Destin, Florida.
Well, no, you would think Dearborn, like more central Florida, Dearborn, like literally down in like the villages and all that stuff, because there's a million retirees that all drive Cadillacs and Lincolns and stuff
Lions
like that. I mean, that's a luxury capital down there.
And then, of course, in the studio, we got our good friend Bonafide, Tim Greer from Bonafide Batteries in the studio.
I am still here.
He's in the building still.
And my Lincoln is not finished yet.
In a shocking twist, it was Portland, Oregon.
What?
Really?
Wow.
I just looked up the map.
It was worth a Google.
Y'all's Google's broke.
There's something wrong with the internet on that.
Them dang Googles.
Yeah. Professor, you sure you ain't got like a virus on your phone or something?
Sure, they don't just have Maine in the wrong place.
No, he doesn't have a virus. He's using private browsing for this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What he said.
Oh, man. We're talking about them internets. But anyway, so we're talking about parts. And that's the thing, though. It's changed. So I told you, like, you know, I worked in a parts store. And, you know, like, you had every parts store, especially, like, you know, your chain parts stores, you know, your O'Reilly's and AutoZone's and Advance and whatever, they were all the same. You always had that one guy that was the master mechanic, but he worked at the parts store.
That's right.
To get a discount.
Well, it would pop, probably. But it was so funny. He diagnosed everybody's problems. And see, this is probably going to be a shocker to you, but in the parts store, I was a bit of what my grandfather would have called a smart aleck.
No.
They called him.
Not you.
Really?
But this was the thing. And his nickname was Gator. I remember that. His name was Gator. And
he worked. Talking about you.
What?
Were you talking about you?
No.
The guy that come in.
Who was the smart aleck?
I was a smart aleck.
Okay, go ahead.
I was a smart aleck. I know it's a shocker. It shocks me. But they say that.
They call him Gator because if you're a smart aleck, he'd eat you up.
They called you?
No. They called me Rob. That's what was on my shirt.
Okay.
But.
Did you feel bad when Will Ferrell stole your character?
I'm not Gator.
So Gator,
you look like Gator.
You look like Gator. But and Gator was our resident mechanic at the auto parts store.
I got you.
So that was the thing that was funny about it, though. This guy diagnosed everybody's problems. Like, he would come in and be like, what you
he
need
was
to
like
do.
The Dr. Phil of parts.
Exactly. He's like, what you need to do is this, 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 and this right here. You know, I know in my experience what you need is this here, this, this. Pour you a little bit of this in there, and that'd fix it right up. And he loved Marvel Mystery Oil. Like, I really, and I've never, I tell you the mystery to me, the Marvel Mystery Oil is what the hell do you do with it? You know, I mean,
you use it on everything.
Pour it in everything.
You pour it, it's kind of like Frank's Red
like
Hot Sauce.
Texas Pete.
Yeah.
It's just, I've never understood, I don't know the theory behind it, but anyway, he always tell everybody about Marvel Mystery Oil.
It's like a laxative for your engine.
It's kind of, it's kaopectate for your motor. But this is the thing. And his name was Gator. He was even embroidered on his shirt, Gator.
And he was a named him
it. And he was a red shirt like me. So he was a peon. He wasn't nothing special. He wasn't a white shirt. Like, you know, at AutoZone back in the day, we used to have those, they had those white button-up shirts, and they had the things on there on
like
the top.
Like the military?
Yeah, exactly. Like a five-star general of parts, you know? And, you know, like if,
I remember that.
Like if you were like the, if you were the assistant manager, like you had two stripes, but if you were like the manager, you had like full decoration and all the colors and medals.
Shoulder
and
pads.
Pay scale.
Shoulder
pads. Your pay scale was printed on your shirt sleeve.
Exactly. Say, so listen here, son.
And you got to wear, and you got to wear the little sailor hat.
No, I'm just kidding. We didn't have the sailor hats, but anyway, but working in a parts store, so we had Gator there, and Gator told everybody how to fix their stuff. But the thing that was funny about Gator is Gator didn't even have a car. His mama dropped him off every day. And Gator was that guy that diagnosed everybody's problems. But the thing is, you know, I always thought, if this guy's such a good mechanic, why in the hell is he selling parts and not working on cars?
Kind of like taking financial advice from a homeless man.
Exactly. I mean, the man don't even own a damn car, and he's telling you how to fix yours. Yep. You know, that was my thing.
Maybe he had it figured out.
The Gator, and he always come in. Like on Mondays, he looked great. Well, let me rephrase it. Mondays, he looked like he might have took a shower on Sunday.
He looked passable.
Saturday, Gator was a little gamey. You know what I'm saying? Like, like I'm 99% sure. Like they gave you the first two shirts, and then you had to buy the rest of them. So, like, you know, usually when you get that first check, go ahead and order me two more shirts. Or so, like, yep. Gator skipped that step. He's just got two, and one of them got ruined. So, you know what I mean. So Gator, you know, and apparently another thing he didn't have was a washing machine.
His mom washed went to the laundromat on Sunday.
Exactly, apparently so. But went down to the wash house. But anyway, so this guy would like, and he would, it was so funny, you know, and even back then, I was a novice car guy. I mean, I grew up in a shop, but I mean, I wouldn't say I was a master mechanic, but I had a little common sense anyway. And some of the stuff he told people blew my mind. Like, you know, he said, what you need to do is this, 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 and this. And this guy was literally a Snap-on scanner before they had Snap-on scanners. And all he had to do was lean against that counter, and he could tell you anything you want to know. He could OBD.
The question is, was the information good?
No. Okay. It was horrible. His diagnostic skills were absolutely horrible. He gave people such horrible advice. The funniest story. Patty, how long we got in this segment? We got 1 minute. I got a good 1 minute story for you. And this actually involves Gator. All right. I'm just sitting there leaning back. I just snicker. And I like turning rotors. For some reason, that was my thing. So I always was a rotor turning guy. Rotors come in. I go, what I would do is I'd put a rotor on a lathe. I'd go out back and smoke a cigarette. That's what I did. I like that job. You get it started and walk away, it does the rest of it for you. But so Gator was working the front counter. This was like a Saturday afternoon, whatnot. And a lady comes in and says, I need some oil for my Cadillac. Look outside, she's got like a mid-80s sedan DeVille and with a 4.1 in it. And I remember it was that pale yellow color. Yeah, and it was sitting out front. And she goes, I need some oil for my car. And Will Gator, of course, is not going to lean. He just kind of points to the back. And he says, you need some of that 1030 Castrol oil. So she gets her a quart or two. I don't remember. She might have bought two.
4.1. She better grab two.
He sold her a funnel, and he sold her, you know, he gave her some rags and all this stuff. Well, anyway, she goes in, she puts these two quarts of oil in. She says, I need two more. I think. I can't see it on the stick. And I tell you what. Now, Patty's over here raising his hands because this is too good to rush right here, this best part. So you guys are going to hang on. Guys, stay tuned. We got a lot more parts stories coming to you right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 1063 WORD.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour in the studio. As always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst slash numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
This one's for you, Kobe. Surprise, surprise. Shout out to Miami, Florida. Where they love Cadillacs. Jesus.
You darn right they love Cadillacs.
I knew there had to be some luxury cars down in Florida somewhere.
And then, of course, speaking of Kobe, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours Legal Counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And then, of course, we got Bonafide Batters Tim all the way from Ballin Springs, South Carolina.
Ballin.
Springs.
We got a Ballin Springs.
Ballin Springs. Got a,
where the water's hot.
We got a
lukewarm. I want to clear this up right now. So you worked with Gator.
I worked with Gator.
Okay.
In the AutoZone.
All right. So now, I thought you was coming in as a customer.
No.
And
I worked
Gator
there.
Was
the... I worked there.
Okay,
I worked there. I was the head rotor. I was the head rotor turner.
You were the rotor tech.
I was actually an FMC rotor machine. I've become an expert on that thing. You know, it's got the belt on the back.
That's
turns
right.
The motor. Well, you know, it's got different size pulleys on it. I figured out how to speed that bad boy up. Old Rabbit could speed some rotors. They could turn some rotors in a heartbeat, son. I could clean up a set of rotors about 30 seconds. Everybody else, Mike, I just look at them. Yeah, they're good. Let's turn them. That works. But anyway, so they got a little meat on them. We can make it work.
All right, we're back at the Cadillac. Cream
color. So Gator, this lady comes in. She needs some oil for a Cadillac. Of course, he points to the Castrol oil. He points that because he recommends Castrol oil to everybody. So he points to back there. The lady goes back and gets it, sells her a funnel, even gives her a paper towel. Tell her, shows her, check her oil. And so Gator walks outside to help her at this point because she says she needs two more quarts of oil, she thinks. So, you keep in mind a 4.1 Cadillac, Richard.
Five.
Tops.
Four and a half, yeah. Five.
With the filter. And she pours two more quarts of oil in it. She said it still ain't touching the stick. Well, Gator gets up. Now, keep in mind, I'm in the back of the parts house at this point because I was turning rotors. And, you know, it's a serious job. And so Gator goes outside, and he goes, lo and behold, Rob, this thing ain't even touching the stick yet. He said, I looked up under it, and it ain't pouring out the bottom of it. Right there, if somebody tells you it ain't pouring out the bottom of it, they're not real bright. Just I even looked under it. So he goes, I reckon we need to put some more oil in it. Well, by this point, this lady's running low on funds, so we go to the off-brand recycled oil over here, that's 79 cents a quart, and they start pouring that in. They pour two more quarts in it.
Holy
moly. Too many quarts.
God.
Rob, this thing ain't touched. This crazy thing. I've seen a lot of this car's eating oil.
It's like, did you see where they was pouring it at?
So by this time, I'm intrigued. You know, it's about closing time, so I got to get my last 15 minutes on the clock cigarette break in. So I walk outside with Marlboro hanging out of my mouth and check on Gator and Grandma and look at the Cadillac and I walk over there and they're pouring oil in it and they're putting it in the right spot on that. And I noticed, he said, yeah, he said, and they had the dipstick in it and he pulls that dipstick out. And as soon as he pulls it out, I see it. It had a two-piece dipstick. The dipstick wasn't about 4 inches long. And the rest of the dipstick fell down in the oil pan or down the tube.
Oh, no.
So they just kept adding oil to it. And they thought the two dots were the rivets on the dipstick were like low and high. Or full, you know what I'm saying? Like out of quart. And they put like 8 quarts of oil in this Cadillac. Oh, this thing, I'm surprised it wasn't running out the dipstick tube at this point. And they said, well, what do you reckon we'll do? Crank it up? I said, hell no, the crankshaft didn't do that. 4.1 blow up on its own. You don't need to help
it. You don't need to help it.
Yeah, the and I'll never forget the Gator decided he was going to drain the oil out of it for. And this, keep in mind, this is a long time ago. I don't condone any of this. They poured it over storm drain, drained oil out of it. And we actually had several people that did that back in the day. It was crazy. Like, we had an oil change special. The STP oil change special. We had these, like, STP filters were, like, the cheapest filters we sold. And, like, 5-quart oil was, like, $7.99. We had this one dude. He was, like, a traveling salesman. He'd pull in. He'd buy his stuff. Next thing you know, he pulled his funnel out of his trunk, all this stuff. And he always parked over storm drain, changed his oil. Well, we recycled oil. He brought your oil in.
Well, the kids have ADD now.
Right.
So anyway, and I'm like, hey, we'll recycle your oil. He said, man, ain't worried about it. And I'm like, what the hell's he doing with it? And I look, he's got it running out in the damn storm drain. He just parked over storm drain, drops it right there. I mean.
Who's giving the critters a little lotion?
Yeah, that's petroleum distillates, I'm pretty sure, give cancer. I don't know. Anyway. Now all the kids that live in the neighborhood around the AutoZone all talk with lisp. But other than that, they're okay.
Yeah, don't mention that location. I think DHEC might be on their way out tomorrow.
But But that was like some of the parts store stuff. So you had that. You always every parts store always has that guy that's the master mechanic, and then every parts store has the race car driver that works there.
Yeah.
And then whether it be round track or drag racing, like my parts store is drag car guy.
Yeah, there's always drag cars around our parts.
Yeah, but then like if you get over towards George, you know, like the west side of town, you had your round track guys.
Mm-hmm.
And like when I worked at the Nissan dealership, we had a guy that raced round track there. And he drove an El Camino. I rest my case.
Doesn't seem like a very good round track car.
No. That was his daily.
Oh, okay. That was his daily. Makes more sense.
Yeah, like he was. And then he got into drag racing his El Camino, and he was hardcore. Like he had one of them practice trees. You know what I mean? But like the little small one.
Yeah.
And he had it at his desk. And he's,
that doesn't help you drive.
And I'll never forget. He invited me. I had a little Mustang, and he invited me to come out to the track with him. And I went to the track with him. And, like, you know, I figured a little El Camino. Hell, sounded pretty good. Small block Chevrolet. He's like a big El Camino, like 77. Like the S3 Laguna, but not an S3 Laguna El Camino. And, you know, and I figured, hell, had the aluminum Corvette wheels on it. I said, shoot, El Camino would run pretty good. And this guy's hardcore, you know. He's got gloves with the fingers cut out. I mean, this guy's serious. That's a nice football helmet he's wearing in there. This guy's the real deal.
That's right.
And he pulled around the track and it runs like 1090s. Like this is the slowest El Camino known to man. This was a Greer.
Okay.
I mean, in the eighth mile, 1090s.
Yeah,
now keep in mind, I've got a bad foot. I can walk it in 12. Okay. But this thing is running 1090s. And then he gets out and he goes, I got to set my carb. He said, the air is real thin. He pulls out a weather station.
I'm just all that money.
Yeah, with all these, you know, he's looking at barometric pressure. He needs to be looking a little past that.
Could have bought some headers instead.
Exactly. Hell, it had headers. It was the world's slowest small block Chevrolet. I'm 99% sure that, like, they left four pistons out of it. I mean, there was no excuse. Because it even sounded good. That was the bad part of it, but it would not run. Like, literally.
They done wiped a lope or two off the cam, probably.
And there was something wiped off, that's for sure. But it would tickle me. He pulls out his weather station, starts setting it. And it had an Edelbrock carb on, which that's another track right there. Has Edelbrock carb on there, and he's setting his Edelbrock carb with his weather station and all that stuff. And I'm thinking, at this rate, what does it really matter? You know what I mean?
What'd your Mustang do?
Mustang run 920s, and I thought that was set, and I didn't even have a weather station.
How'd you do it?
Yeah.
It's like I told, hell, I mean, I had the air on, and I'm so running.
Let me ask you this. Was he pissed?
Yes, he was, because he pulled around, he said, you little Mustang punk, you know, old Mustang said, you didn't build that, you bought that. Well, that's little right. Did he know, that Mustang had been hit by a freight train. Yeah, we totally built it.
Same thing happened to me the other day with a Kia.
Yeah, but that's, he must have had a weather station.
He had Google.
He pulls out, like, you know, the barometric pressure and all these clocks. I'm like, hell, he's got more equipment than the local meteorologist's got. And you know what I'm saying? And I mean, it blew my mind. But that's another parts store. That's a parts store hot rodder for you right there. So you get your parts store mechanic, you get your parts store hot rodder. I was a parts store smart aleck. I can see Professor being a smart aleck in a parts store.
You think?
I told him, like, I tell you something, though, that I learned. A skill that I learned in the parts store that I still use to this day. And I challenge anybody. I got $500 in my pocket right now. And I bet a soul in this room can't take it. I could put a set of wiper blades on and off faster than any human being on this planet. I graduated with a high school diploma. And it took me 13 years to do it. Okay? Yeah. Do the math on that one.
That's right.
Took me 13 years to get that bad boy, but
Too many years.
Yeah.
I was so good at the fourth grade, they made me do it twice. Okay, shut up. So, but anyway, I've got a diploma that's nicer than my high school diploma from ANCO Wiper Blades. I went to Wiper Blade College.
I'd give you a gold watch.
See, what it was, so bad about that what is, it was Rob, I always go get them changed at the auto parts place because I can't do it.
What's funny, Rob failed recess. That's why he had to stay back.
Actually, I did fail art in high school. That's another story for another time. But I want to tell you something. I can change a set of wiper blades faster than a cat can lick its, well, you know, that part. It can lick that part. I can do that.
That's fast.
I tell you what else is fast. These commercial breaks, man. They're coming up on us like right and left. Guys, we're talking all about parts stores and the headaches that go along with them right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
right here on 106.3 WORD.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio, and of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst slash numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out to our neighbors in Atlanta, Georgia, where they love Maseratis.
You know what? You do see a lot of Maseratis.
Yeah. You do. You see a lot of them here now.
Yeah. Well, they're not special anymore.
Nah, I mean, it's because they sell them here now.
Man, there was one right outside the studio just a little while ago.
That's not a sexy car.
I'm just telling you.
That's just bad. That's bad.
You're looking up citations?
Yeah.
That's is it not. A citation?
If it's Citation X11, they were pretty cool.
Yeah.
Citation, ain't that kind of like a ticket?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what's going to happen if you get in that X11.
Then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, legal counsel slash all around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
Then, of course, we got Tim Greer from Bonafide Batteries. He's our guest in the studio tonight.
That's right.
That's right. He's a poet and didn't know it. Rhyme anytime. So, we're talking about parts stores, and basically the general synopsis is we've all had headaches and funny stories in parts stores. Now, Kobe, now, what was you saying about the parts store?
This was just a couple weeks ago, working on a small block Chevrolet, went in the local parts store, got off the shelf a mechanical fuel pump. Now, you get all the way back, pain in the butt, put it on.
Did you take your fuel pump rod?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did all that. Put the grease in there. Get it up there. Put it in. You know, you get it all in. Yeah. Hook it all up. Then guess what? It's pouring right out the bottom.
I played the funniest joke on a buddy of mine one time.
What'd you do?
He changed his fuel pump.
And didn't put it in?
I took the rod. He had the rod stuck up in there, and I tapped it. It fell back out. I just took it out.
Oh, Lord.
This thing won't crank for nothing.
Yeah. But
that's nuts.
So
you will sell it? What else?
That's your buddy.
Yeah, you know, it happens.
So it's pouring.
Imagine what I'd do if I didn't like you. Yeah.
So it's pouring. Of course, so now you take it back off. You go to the auto parts store. You get another one. Brand new out of the box. You come back. Spend another 30 minutes putting it on. Get it on. Guess what it does? It leaks as well. So you take it off. You're pissed off, you go back to the parts store, put it up, get another one, come back, it don't even work.
So this one don't even, it don't work good enough to even leak.
Yeah, it don't even, right. it don't do nothing.
So
I take it off, slam it against the wall, go over to one of the race cars, steal another mechanical fuel pump off a race car, put it on, guess what? It works perfectly fine.
That's what I love. But it's that's
40 years
but that's an ongoing.
It was probably about
that's
40
an
years.
Ongoing problem though. Is the quality of these parts have gone downhill so bad, and they're making them so cheap now, like bad cheap.
Yep.
Bad cheap. Like electric fuel pumps last no time, like months.
Oh, there's like
I've seen milk last longer than some electric fuel pumps.
Oh yeah. That Z28 put a fuel pump in it. You know, it's a you got to drop quarter the rear end down and all that stuff.
Not if you put you an access door.
Well,
in there.
I didn't put no access door because I ain't cutting on that car. But put it in there. Cranked up fine that day.
I love how you just said that. I ain't cutting on that car.
I ain't cutting on that car.
You're the one guy with a Camaro that says that.
I ain't cutting on that car.
That's my baby.
But put it on. Worked fine that day. Blah blah blah. About 2 days later, go out there. Didn't hit a lick. Guess what? It's been 3 years and it hasn't got enough fuel pump put back in it.
I'm telling you.
I'll tell you a fuel pump story.
I hate fuel pumps.
I bet y'all don't know.
What's that?
And I know this for a fact with General Motors cars. If you have a fuel pump problem and it's absolutely not working, that you can get out and shake the back of the car and it'll run one more time.
Really?
Hey, has that worked for me hundreds of times?
I tell you, I have heard of people smacking the bottom of the tank, which is virtually doing the same thing.
Yep.
I seen a guy one time take an air hose and stick it in the gas neck. I don't know what that's going to do, but
I have done it many, many times where I know the fuel pump is going bad. It just happened to me a couple weeks ago.
Professor, that might be what you need to do, the Murata. Maybe you just need to shake it.
Does kicking it count? Because if so, I already tried that. It didn't work.
A friend of mine has got a garage in Bowling Springs, John Cantrell. He told me. And this was years and years ago. My mom had some Chevrolet car. And he said, listen. No, it was a, I don't remember. One of them front-wheel drive Chevrolets. Impala, maybe.
One of them cars.
And he told me. He said, listen. He said, go out there and shake it back and forth. He go in there and hit the starter. And he said, drive it directly to me because it'll never crank again. And he was exactly right. And I've been doing this for years. So the other week, I got a Chevrolet vehicle, a Chevrolet van that we use for maintenance. And it wouldn't crank. And we had all our tools in it. And we were going to a job to work on a, at a site. And we called AAA to come pick it up. And believe it or not, the shaking of the rollback got the fuel pump to working again. After we hauled it there, and I went out there and hit the starter, it cranked up. So I drove it. It cranked up maybe three times. And I drove it all the way from Columbia to Spartanburg and cut it off in front of my shop door, and it never started again. And it's, you might get two or three times out of it, but it's like a Chevrolet fuel pump gives you a little bit of warning if you know it, but it you got to shake it side to side like you're going over there like you're trying to rock
that sounds over. Like a gator story a little bit.
I'm telling you that's like
fuel pump folklore. I don't know, I've never shook one. I mean, I've heard of people beating them on the bottom of the tank and they work. Hell, I don't know. I didn't ask. I wasn't paying attention. I just heard that part. I turned it off.
I'm not going to lie to you.
I wouldn't tell you a fib.
Gator was at the front, and he was back there turning rotors when he was telling him to beat it with a hammer.
Smack it with a hammer.
You don't have to do nothing but shake it.
Just shake it. Just shake it. Shake it. I'm telling you. But you do hear all kinds of things. I'll tell you another quick, funny story. We had Gator actually sold this guy some Marvel Mystery Oil. He had a Mitsubishi, like a Dodge D50. Truck, and he poured Marvel Mystery Oil down a carburetor and cranked that thing up in the parking lot. Ooh. It looked like it was burning pine trees.
Yeah, I was gonna say, that would smoke.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
What is Marvel Mystery Oil made for?
I don't think it actually has a true purpose. I think it's just like, it's a mystery.
I think it's transmission fluid.
Well, it looks a lot like transmission fluid to me.
It will get some rings unseized, and it will get some valves unstuck.
Yeah, so will WD-40.
Yep. You know, so will transmission fluid.
Yeah, transmission fluid will too.
Looks like Dexter and Mercon to me. It looks like Top F.
I think Marble Mystery Oil just has a little bit more zinc than like transmission fluid. Yeah.
That's the first thing I do when I pull them. I pull a bunch of them out of the weeds that's been sitting for years. I'll drain all the oil out of them, fill them up with the used transmission fluid, and then start turning them before I start them. You know, and it's actually like, crank them up with used transmission fluid in them.
Speaking of, really?
Yes, sir. You can actually run a truck, a car, or whatever, small block Chevrolet, with transmission fluid in the motor.
Jake Ortiz put a quarter transmission fluid in the Oldsmobiles that we were flipping.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's how I'd get them running, is he'd drain one quarter out, put
and
quarter
will
transmission
stop
fluid in
when
it.
When you got valve guide seals smoking, when it'll seal it up.
Really?
Use transmission fluid.
Learn something new every day.
I can't believe you
did that. I used to pour a little bit of transmission fluid in my fuel to clean my injectors.
Yep.
Transmission fluid's kind of like the baby aspirin of automotive. Yeah.
It's lubricants.
Like, yeah, of automotive
it's
lubricants.
It's Marvel Mystery Oil.
It's good for you for every. It's good for you for. It's good for everything. You mean like it's good for your fuel system? Hell, it's good for your motor.
That's right.
Rub a little on your tires. They'll shine.
I can't remember what my buddy.
Put a little on your pancake syrup.
A buddy of mine used to run a lot of cars through.
My knee hurts. Take a swig of that transmission fluid. That
through one
right
of
up.
The auto auctions, and I couldn't remember like. If a car smoked or something, or you know, it had low oil pressure, he would pour something in there, and I cannot remember what it was, and it would stop smoking, and it wouldn't use the oil going through. I cannot remember what he used, but y'all little wise guys might know.
I don't know about any of that stuff right there. I do know one thing though, son. We done birthed this whole entire show.
It's over with.
It's over with, guys.
I got so much more to talk about.
I know. I'll tell you how to come back next time. Guys, I want to thank you all for playing along. You've been listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour right here on 106.3 WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.